Hello, my name is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're doing a quick survey, and we're talking to people in your area about local issues here. One question, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. And are you registered to vote, in this case, as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Probably. Are you asking who I'll vote for?
No. I'm asking you, are you registered as a Democrat?
I'm registered as a Democrat.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, how likely are you to vote in the November elections for president and governor of North Carolina? For example, very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Likely.
Okay, mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, overall, how will you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? For example, excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'd say it's good.
I'd say it's good. Okay, thank you for your answer. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Let me read it to you. For example, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and also working people. And his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Or will you select under President Biden and the Democrats? There are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug price for seniors than ever more. They care about helping people. Which one do you select?
I'd say probably the last one.
The last one. Thank you for your answer, sir. Mm-hmm. Now, I will mark you, I would like to tell you some people that is active in politics, and I would like you to rate them, for example, as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very, very unfavorable. Let me read it to you,
okay.
And you tell me your opinion, sir. And we're almost done. It's a quick survey. So, for example, let's talk about Roy Cooper.
Do I approve of him? Is that the question?
Yeah. For example, for you, he is very favorable. Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I say somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm. Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Mr. Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
I would say he's just favorable with.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. And Ms. Kamala Harris?
What are the answers again?
Sure.
Favorable.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Mr. Don Davis?
I don't know very much about him, but generally I would say I approve of him.
Okay. And last, Miss Lori Bacout.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. If you don't know her, not a problem at all. Let me mark that down as your answer, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and continue. And if this year's presidential election were held today, will you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I wouldn't vote for any of them. I would vote for Jill Stein.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Not a problem at all. Let me mark that as your answer. Jill Stein. Thank you for that answer. And in this year election for North Carolina governor, Will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you have to choose today?
The Democrat.
Thank you for that, sir. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate will you choose if you had to choose, if you have to vote today? For example, Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Liberian.
I would probably vote for Don Davis.
Mr. Don Davis, okay. And do you belong to a credit union or not?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. Excellent. Just for quality purposes, I will ask you this question. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you, sir. Could you please tell me if your age, if your age between 18 or 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you, sir. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
No, I don't.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic Latino or Hispanic Latino or Spanish ancestry?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay. Thank you, sir. And are you a member of either the military service or retired military veteran?
No, I'm not.
Okay, perfect. And answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. For example, Peacock?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. And ESPN Plus?
No, I don't. I don't watch that.
Okay, ESPN Plus. No. Sling TV?
Say that again.
Sling TV.
Sling TV. No.
No. Okay. No Sling TV. Okay, perfect. Let me mark that down in here. 1 second. Mm-hmm. Sling TV. And Hulu? Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you use Hulu?
No, I don't.
You don't. Okay. And perfect. 1 second. Hulu, no. Fubo, F-U-B-O?
No, I don't use that.
Okay. Disney Plus?
No. I don't use any of these because I don't have cable. I'm not able to look at, you know, to see those.
Oh, okay. What about Paramount Plus or YouTube?
No. YouTube I use a lot.
Oh, YouTube, yes. Okay. Perfect. Let me mark that down in here. Now, perfect. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. And I hope you have a really good rest of your day, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Stay safe and take care.
Bye-bye.